This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump is lashing out at congressional Democrats who are warning his administration that refusing to cooperate with Congress during impeachment inquiries, that is an impeachable offense itself. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
In the Oval Office and then the East Room with Finland's leader by his side, the president was visibly angry at House Intelligence Chair Adam Schiff.
They should look at him for treason.
Democratic rival Joe Biden.
Biden and his son are stone-cold crooked.
And reporters who pressed him on the probe.
You know who's playing into the hoax? People like you.
The president did not say yes or no when asked if he'd cooperate with a House request for documents on Ukraine. Schiff said earlier Congress would not look kindly on any more stonewalling.
Will be considered as evidence of obstruction.
And also warned the president against any efforts to intimidate the whistleblower at the probe's heart or any other witnesses. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Wednesday acknowledged he was on a phone call between President Trump and Ukraine's president. That's at the centerpiece of the impeachment inquiry. But Pompeo was at the Vatican urging an alliance for religious freedom. AP's Walter Ratliff reports.
As he scrambles to contain a political crisis at home, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was at the Vatican urging others to join the Trump administration in a religious freedom alliance. Amid a growing storm in Washington over impeachment, Pompeo criticized countries that pit government power against religious freedom. In a speech at the Vatican Conference on Human Dignity and Faith, Pompeo said that when governments hold all the power, religion is seen as a threat and human dignity is trampled. He cited China, Cuba, Iran, and Syria as countries repressing religious freedom. I'm Walter Ratliff.
This is VOA News. Friends and activists remembered Jamal Khashoggi near Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul Wednesday on the first year anniversary of his horrific death at the hands of Saudi agents. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
A memorial started at the time 1 year ago. The Washington Post columnist walked into the consulate, never to return. Post owner Jeff Bezos pointed out Khashoggi was getting documents so he could marry Hatice Cengiz.
You are in our hearts. We are here, and you are not alone.
Cengiz was waiting for Khashoggi outside the consulate on that day.
After a worst year in my life, I stand here, broken but proud.
1 year later, she wants answers.
What happened to his body?
Saudi Prince Mohammed says he takes full responsibility for Khashoggi's death, but denied he ordered it. I'm Ed Donahue.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is leaving the campaign trail until further notice after undergoing surgery for a blocked blood vessel near his heart. We get details from AP's Mike Hempen.
Sanders' campaign says the candidate has had two stents successfully inserted after experiencing discomfort during an event Tuesday. A medical evaluation shows he had a blocked artery. The 78-year-old Sanders is said to be, quote, conversing and in good spirits. He recently canceled some appearances in South Carolina when he lost his voice. Campaign officials said at the time he felt fine. Sanders' campaign manager says the state of his campaign remains strong. Mike Hempen, Washington.
A private survey says the U.S. companies added a modest 135,000 jobs in September. AP's Shelley Adler has details.
Payroll processor ADP says hiring is slowing as the trade war takes a toll on the economy and employers grow cautious. While they say there are a few signs of widespread layoffs, companies' demand for labor, which pushed average monthly hiring to 225,000 last year, has waned in the past 6 months. Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, which compiles the data, said that about one-fifth of the U.S. economy is essentially in recession. That includes manufacturing, farming, and transportation. Shelley Adler, Washington.
A jobs report sent shudders down Wall Street, with all three major indices closing in negative territory. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 1.86%. The S&P dropped by 1.79%, and the NASDAQ was down more than 1.5%. For more, be sure to check out our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.